For this Monday, August 25th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. High school football season kicked off this past Friday, and both Posey County teams earned Week 1 wins. North Posey football beat Southridge at home 28-27. The Raiders scored a touchdown with just over 2 minutes left and decided to attempt a two-point conversion, but the Vikings defense was able to get the stop. North Posey quarterback Ricardo Schickel went 14 for 24 for 168 yards and threw a touchdown. Running back Brett Beaker carried the ball 12 times for 122 yards. Dylan Murphy had 3 rushing touchdowns as the go-to goal line back. Murphy also led the Vikings defense with 12 tackles. North Posey football will look to improve to 2-0 on Friday at Tecumseh. Mount Vernon football breezed past Forest Park at home on Friday 44-0. The Wildcats offense totaled 400 yards and the defense held the Rangers to just 64 total yards. Mount Vernon quarterback Ryder Snodgrass was 7 for 13 for 203 yards and threw 3 touchdowns. Wide receiver Nash Hostetter had 3 touchdown catches, 62 yards, 64 yards, and 33 yards. Running back Shane Krieger carried the ball 5 times for 100 yards and rushed for 2 touchdowns. Mount Vernon football plays their Week 2 game at Boonville this Friday. Some news out of Evansville. The Vanderburgh County Sheriff's Office says an Evansville man is facing felony charges after breaking into a West Side business twice. Deputies arrested 22-year-old Trinston Wilson on Friday at his home after executing a search warrant. According to the Sheriff's Office, Wilson broke into the West Side Smoke Shop on Pearl Drive on August 4th and August 21st. Detectives say surveillance footage showed a person smashing the glass doors and stealing multiple items, including vapes and vape cartridges. On both occasions, Wilson was also identified to be a regular customer through the store's rewards program. Deputies say they recovered multiple stolen items along with clothing and shoes believed to have been worn during both burglaries in Wilson's room. Wilson was taken to the Vanderburgh County Jail, where he was charged with 2 counts of burglary, theft, and criminal mischief. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, Mount Vernon JV football welcomes Heritage Hills at 6 o'clock. Mount Vernon boys soccer plays at Pike Central at 5:30. Mount Vernon volleyball is at home taking on Harrison. The JV match is at 6 o'clock and the varsity match is at 7:30. North Posey JV football is on the road at Southridge at 6 o'clock, while North Posey girls soccer plays at Gibson Southern at 5 o'clock, and Vikings boys soccer also heads to Gibson Southern at 6:30. Yesterday, in local college sports, Evansville men's soccer tied Mercer on the road 1-1. The Purple Aces have played 2 matches this season and have tied both matches. USI women's soccer got beat at the University of Akron 5-3. The Screaming Eagles are 0-4 overall. And in professional sports, from Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost the finale in Tampa to the Rays 7-2. The Cardinals lost 2 of 3 in the series and are now 64-67 on the year. St. Louis returns home for a 4-game series with the Pittsburgh Pirates that begins tonight at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs completed a 3-game sweep in Los Angeles against the Angels 4-3. The Cubs improved to 76-55 on the season. Chicago has today off and will return to action tomorrow night in San Francisco as they play a 3-game series against the Giants. The Cincinnati Reds avoided a 3-game sweep in Arizona as they beat the D-backs 6-1. The Reds now sit at 68-63. Cincinnati starts a 3-game set in Los Angeles versus the Dodgers this evening. First pitch at 9:10. That's news and sports for this Monday, August 25th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great week. Your weather forecast is next.